Gee, that was a tough second half, that. I suppose when they went three up, we kind of we thought, you know, we were in a bit of trouble. But thank God, you know, we pulled it out of the bag there. You know, we had some massive points taken. Like, you know, you can see the fans there. How much that means to our club, Charlie.
Absolutely.
You know, it means a lot. You know, St. Jude's went in the semi-final against Cross McGlen there a few years ago, and that there is the standards where Donegal football needs to be. You know, we said ourselves there on Thursday night, because we need to aim high now, and it's like every club in Donegal now, junior level or whatever, we have to aim high, you know, then to bring it on to county success.
Yeah, the problem in the past with Donegal clubs is winning the county championship always seemed to be the priority, and then to lift themselves. We saw St. Eunice last year up in Uri, who were very disappointing against Kilcoon. You know, the question was asked about, given the fact it's been so long since you guys won the championship, Dermot, would you be even bothered with the Ulster Club Championship?
No, we knew, like, going into the county final that Killy Beggs too would have been thinking the exact same thing. You know, whoever wins was going to get a crack in Ulster. You know, we were lucky that we got out of McCool Park that day with the one, and I suppose now we just need to plough on now. You know, we're in the quarter final now against whoever the morning champions are, and, you know, we are going to look forward to that now and really train hard, because as we said on Thursday night, you know, Donegal football needs to aim high, and for us, Neve Connell today, I think we've done that. You know, we've made a quarter final in Ulster, thank God, and hopefully now we can drive on there, Charlie. Yeah.
You mentioned with some mighty points, no more than yourself, that big left foot of yours there, confident taking on the shots, and you have to do that at this level, Dermot. You have to take responsibility.
Ah, definitely. When, you know, you get a wee bit of space, you may just throw that left foot at it, sure, why not? But no, we need it. I'm big scores, you know, with young O'Malley there, kicked some brilliant wee points. So, no, lucky I got on a few myself in the second half, in a very poor first half, just couldn't get into the pace of it or whatever, but thank God, you know, we're there now in the quarter final. Hopefully we can drive on, Charlie.
Yeah, and the goal, of course, is always important. Anthony had a chance earlier on. You were inside him. I just asked Martin, should he have given you the pass, although the keeper made a great save. But how important was Leo's goal when it came at that stage?
It was big. It was a big blow to King's Court, Charlie. You know, they were probably on top of us at that time. And when we got the goal, you know, I think their heads went down, and, you know, we knew then that would be enough to bring us through.
Monaghan champions, and you're going to have home advantage in McCool Park. Clontibret won by a point. A very experienced team, Dermot.
Yeah. Well, they'll know all about it, Charlie, definitely. We just have to regroup now, have a look at their DVD now, the county final, see how they play. We know it's going to be tough, but I think, you know, we have home advantage, and that's a massive, massive advantage, you know. Saying that, I don't think they'll fear coming to Balbuffet either. You know, they have all the experience, probably more than we do.
Yeah.
But we're definitely going to look forward to it now, you know.